U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez and U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan were briefed about the job training programs developed by Massachusetts community colleges since the schools were awarded $20 million by the Labor Department in 2011 to forge partnerships with employers. The cabinet secretaries toured a manufacturing training center at Springfield Technical Community College and participated in a panel discussion with college officials, students, and employers. Perez praised the data-driven approach the consortium of community colleges took to tailor instruction to meet the workforce needs of local employers.
And the secret sauce of success is community colleges.
Last week, the Labor Department awarded Massachusetts community colleges an additional $20 million to expand the job training efforts, which Perez hailed as a national model.
And frankly, one of the reasons why you got a grant, again, is because you delivered. You got game here in Western Mass, and it's not simply across Massachusetts, I should say, and that's why you got another grant.
The Labor Department has awarded nearly $2 billion in grants to 700 colleges across the country in the last 3 years to create job training partnerships with employers. Duncan urged Congress to reauthorize funding for job training programs.
You have educators, you have industry coming together to train real people for real jobs that will pay them a good wage and help them enter and stay in the middle class. There should be no politics behind any of this. This is what our country should be doing.
The workforce development project the community colleges launched in Massachusetts 3 years ago with the initial $20 million grant is called the Transformation Agenda. 6,500 students enrolled in a training program and 70% got a job. Jennifer Freeman, the project manager for the Workforce Development Initiative, said it was designed to move people quickly into high-demand careers, including advanced manufacturing, healthcare, clean energy, and information technology.
The typical two-year semester-based system doesn't work for everyone, doesn't necessarily work for especially people who are older, who are unemployed, trying to re-enter the workforce. So a big part of the grant was to just redesign how programming is delivered. And that change will continue on well beyond the grant.
David Cruz, president of the Regional Employment Board of Hampden County, said the scale of the job training programs has to increase to meet employer demand.
We're going to have to look at capacity. And see how we can kind of stretch that capacity. But some of the capacity isn't so much physically building out. It's a matter, I think, of aligning and being flexible and looking at different, I think, workforce delivery models that allow for learners in particular to be coming into on flexible schedules that balance both their professional needs and, quite frankly, their life cycle.
A recent study by the Hampden County Regional Employment Board projected 2,300 job openings in precision manufacturing during the next 3 years. Community colleges graduate roughly 160 trained machinists a year. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.